About 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Dry tonight and mostly throughout the day tomorrow. We cannot rule out that thunderstorm, but the chance will stay low. We'll have lots of heat about to continue through the weekend. And the rain chance will be going up with a disturbance coming by Sunday. Early morning, 70s to 80. Tomorrow afternoon, 90 to low 90s. Possible thunderstorm for the morning Sunday, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms, possibly even likely, by afternoon Sunday. 70s to 80 for the morning, the afternoon high of lower 90s.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLG HL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. That we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com and TGIF, man. It's Friday.
Yes. Thank God.
Right?
That's one of the greatest sayings ever.
Yeah. And it wasn't even necessarily that it was a bad week. It just, I don't know. It's just hot. We've gotten here too fast.
I agree. Oh, my goodness.
You know, yesterday before I left for work and I was watching the news, and whenever
Shelby Latino said that it was going to be 105 with the heat index. Just for real. Have we really gotten here already? What happened to spring? You know, and the thing is, I think I'm going to blame COVID on this because...
There you go. I like it.
I mean, everything else does. So everybody else blames COVID, so we might as well blame the weather on COVID, too. But we've been inside and not been able to do anything, and now we can do stuff, and it's, you know...
And it's a million degrees.
Yeah, it's awesome. Super cool. how's everything going in Baton Rouge?
Everything is going good, other than the fact that all of my high-tech equipment that I have over here has failed me, so I had to just call in. And BJ, you sound really bad today. Is there something going on with your equipment or something? Or?
No, everything's good on this end, but...
So what you're saying is it's my fault.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling me out in front of everybody.
Yeah, everything's good on this end. We'll get it straightened out. For all the things, and we've talked in the last few weeks about how I'm sorry, I just got distracted because ESPN is on in the studio, and apparently the new Space Jam they just ran a preview for, and it says the bunny and the goat, and I have a big issue with that.
Yeah, oh yes.
Because LeBron James, those of you that don't know, is going to be starring in Space Jam 2, and he is not the goat. He's not the greatest of all time. The first one had the goat in it. But I digress.
Yeah, yeah.
let me get back to my point.
I'm sorry. I'm getting aggravated right now. So, yes, please get back to your point.
and this is aggravating, too. But, you know, we've talked about how great it is that all, you know, concerts are coming back, festivals are happening, all this stuff. It's awesome. We're getting back to normal life. Or whatever normal is when you live in New Orleans, but at least normal for us, and I think somewhat normal for everyone else around the country. But something that should be celebrated: the fact that music is coming back, and even in Madison Square Garden, there's going to be a 100% capacity concert, the first one in, I think they said like. I don't know, it was like 600 days or 500 days or whatever it was. And the Foo Fighters were asked to be the first band to do it. Now, keep in mind, I don't think the Foo Fighters had any say in whether or not how this goes down. But
I don't know. They didn't.
Yeah, it just so happens that the way that things are set up in New York is that, well, to have 100% capacity, people are going to have to prove that they were vaccinated.
And that was the reason I said, I know they don't, is Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, stated that if you're going to be at 100% capacity, every single person in there must be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I know it's 100% not the Foo's fault.
Right. But that has not stopped dum-dums on the internet. And the one that I love the best, because, well, let's preface this. So these people are going and you know, of course, well, I'm going to get rid of all of my Foo Fighters stuff, and I'm just throwing it all away, and I'm deleting my playlist, and I'm not going to go see them, and blah, 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 blah. And by the way, I like that the one person called the people that have been vaccinated jabbers. That's kind of cool.
I know. I'm glad
we got to be in a group.
But exactly. When the thing that I liked so much about this article, like, was that the band, and I'm using the term band very loosely here.
I know, and you're totally stealing my thunder on it, but that's okay. I like it.
I'm sorry.
Go for it.
The band Right Said Fred was mentioned in this article.
Yeah.
And after reading the sentence, I gave my brain enough time to figure out what in the hell it just read. I was like, my first thought was, I'm too sexy for the shot. And I was like, I can deal with this.
Well, and you're right to say that, use the term band loosely. And to be honest with you, I thought they were dead. I thought one of them killed themselves. I'm not kidding. I really did. So I didn't know they were still together. That's good for them.
It wasn't the front man, so, because he's the one they talk about, Richard Fairbrass, I guess his name is.
Sure. but, you know, whatever. I'm glad that they're upset about it. But the thing is, you know, and it's just, it reminds me of the same thing that we heard 1,000 times a few years ago right here. You know, whenever with the stuff with the NFL players taking a knee and all that stuff, well, I'm never going to another Saints game. I'm never watching them again. The same people that were calling into other shows on this station and saying those things were calling in later whenever they were upset about the Nola no call. So I thought you weren't watching. You know, give me a break. And my whole point is, you know what? If that's what you choose to do, then that's great. But it's the same philosophy as the movie Clerks. When the lady says, well, I'm not going to rent here anymore. Well, you'll be missed. You know, I mean, that's the philosophy. It's like, okay, so you're not paying. You're not going to do it anymore. Well, there's still millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that will. So, okay, whatever, you know. That's your prerogative, and you know, that's just your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But it's just, to me, it's literally pissing in the wind.
Yeah,
you know, it's really all it is. And again, it has nothing to do with them. Now, you can play devil's advocate. You could say, well, they agreed to play the show. Well, yeah, because you know what, they're musicians. And they've been dying to play music in front of people for over a year. So, you know what?
Not only is it their job, but it's their life. Like,
right.
Their life mission, that they dedicated their lives to this. Of course they want to play.
And I'm sure they're getting paid handsomely to do so, because I heard Dave on an interview yesterday. And when his manager called and asked if he would do it, he said, oh, of course. And he said he was expecting, like, September, October. Well, when is it? Well, it's June 20th, and that he's like, so I have 3 weeks? Okay.
I guess we better get prepared.
Right. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But, again, I'm sure that they're getting paid handsomely to do so, but, you know, I don't put it on them. And on top of it, like we've talked about, all right, let's see. I know zero people who've had any ill effects from getting vaccinated. Have you?
No, I don't know a single person.
Exactly. I mean, that might be because my 5G just kicked in and Bill Gates told me to say that. So
my phone works so much better now, though. It's amazing.
Mine works worse, so I don't know. I would think now that I got the 5G, I'd be doing a lot better with it, but I guess not. So whatever. I don't know. It's one of those things. Everybody, just give people a reason to bitch and they're going to do it. And that's exactly what this is. And and truth be told, like we've talked about, get vaccinated. Why not?
You know? The more people that are vaccinated, the closer we can get to normal. You don't have to be vaccinated anymore. You don't have to have 100% vaccinated people anymore. You can just go do things like you did before all this got started.
Yeah. And right before we go to break, though, I wanted this one dum-dum on Twitter. His quote was, not all people that choose to not vaccinate are conspiracy theorists. Some people very close to me have autoimmune conditions that make the vaccine a high-risk proposition. Vaccine mandatory is 2021's whites only.
Oh,
really? That's a big statement.
Yeah, really. Ooh, man, that's a statement that you don't want to have to back up if people start coming after you with facts.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we talk about, social media gave the voiceless a voice, and most of those people probably didn't need to have a voice.
Didn't need it in the first place, yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we're going to come back, and you're going to tell us all about what's going down this weekend with LSU baseball.
Yes.
All right, and ironically, here's Rise Against with Civil War. We'll be back after this.
Look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before. My hands are tied, and the billions shift from side to side, and the wars go on. Brainwash pride, the love of God and a human.
Never Enough Tattoo, 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never enough tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, this is Clay with Liberty or Lockdown. I'm moving to a new show and a new hour. Join me for What's Your Passion Live to talk about promoting your passion or your business. What's Your Passion is a live show that promotes businesses and podcasts around the city. So join me every Thursday from 12 to 1. Or you can go to www.wypagency.com to get your business or podcast promoted. See you there.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans, WGSO, New Orleans News Radio, WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And Mike, you're going to let us all in on what's going on with LSU baseball this weekend, right? Because it's time to get excited, right?
Yes, this is the time to get excited. And somehow, by the grace of God, LSU is playing in a super regional this weekend. They started the SEC play 1-8. And somehow they have made it to the super regionals. They are one of 16 teams in the country vying to get to the College World Series. And baseball is a lot like basketball, where teams that you've never heard of can make it because you've got such a long season and there's so many metrics involved in how you make it to the next level, make it to your tournament, make it to the regional, super regional, all that. And they're, like I said, they're one of 16 teams out of, it's 124 in football, I would say it's probably 200, give or take, in baseball, that are vying to get to the College World Series. And there are lots and lots of teams that you've never heard of that make it, lots of schools, I guess I should say, that make it to the College World Series every year, because that's just the way things are set up in college baseball, because there's so many teams. And they're going to be playing this weekend at Tennessee. Tennessee, while not really
Arrested
having...
Arrested Development just came in my mind when you said that. Tennessee.
I hadn't thought of that in a long time.
But, nobody else did either.
No, yeah, really. But they're playing Tennessee. Tennessee is one of the teams that swept them during that 1-8 time period, if you will.
Yeah.
And but that when they lost those games to Tennessee, and I don't remember the scores exactly. This was in April, and April wasn't that long ago as far as, you know, the calendar is concerned. But as far as baseball is concerned, that's centuries ago. And, you know, LSU has gotten a lot better since then. They've found themselves as a team. Mm-hmm. But they lost one game by 2 runs. The other 2 games, both of them, they lost by 1 run in extra innings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they've proven that they can stand, at least from that, almost toe-to-toe with Tennessee. Now, granted, Tennessee has had 48 wins this season. That is a lot for college baseball. And that Tennessee has gotten better as well. You know, they've become a better team as well, just like LSU has. But it's proven that LSU has the potential to do it. And last weekend in the Oregon Regional, just like I said last weekend, I don't remember which player it was, but they said, we want to play Oregon. We're excited to be here because we want revenge. Because in 2019, maybe, they lost to them in the regional. Mm. And so, yeah, they took them down. And then now it's time to prove to the world that they're the team that they were supposed to be all season, but it took them too long, you know, a long time to get to. And they're going to take on Tennessee. And hopefully, please, dear Jesus, they'll be able to get them. And where's the art? Let's see. They're going to be playing the first game is tomorrow night. It's at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. Mm-hmm. And then the second game is Sunday. It's going to be at either 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. on either ESPN2 or ESPNU, just depending on where ESPN decides to place them, I guess, depending on how exciting this game is compared to another. And then if it's a best of 3 series. So if necessary, they'll play Monday night at either 3 p.m. or Monday afternoon, I guess, at either 3 p.m. or 6 p.m. again, ESPN2 or ESPNU. Mm-hmm. And I was looking a little while ago, just interested. I'm not going to Knoxville, Tennessee, but looking earlier to see the average price of a ticket. And now this isn't the good seats. This is just average. Uh-huh. But the average price of tickets is $400 a piece.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Yeah. It's a super regional, but this is in Tennessee. Tennessee hasn't been good in a long time. Like, they've done amazing this year, but they're not LSU, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, a team where you just know that they're going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. It's been years since they've done this. And a little interesting fact that I found out is that Tiger Stadium, Alex Box Stadium holds roughly 14,000 people. Their stadium holds just under 4,300 people.
Wow.
That's how small their program is.
Wow.
But they've done that good this year.
Well, I think the key to it is LSU. I mean, they're playing with you know, with house money, and you know, all for Coach Paul Mainieri. And the key to it all is they got to jump out ahead early.
Yep,
and then,
I agree.
And let momentum take its course. So, we're gonna take a break, get some news, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
WGSO from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 a.m.
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 a.m. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 a.m.
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 a.m. WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Governor Edwards says he'll look closely at a bill to gradually increase funding for roads and bridges by an additional $300 million per year, but he's concerned about taking money out of the general fund to put towards roads when the general fund will see fewer dollars in 2025 when a temporary sales tax expires.
That's $500 million by itself. What I heard today on the floor of the House was up to $300 million additional would also be moved out of general fund. So that's $800 million in that year alone.
And the Louisiana Budget Project recommends voters reject a tax swap tax reform proposal passed by the legislature at the fall ballot. The constitutional amendment would lower income tax rates in exchange for eliminating the ability to deduct federal taxes. Executive Director Jan Moeller says this doesn't do anything for most Louisianans.
The legislature was so eager to lighten the load on businesses and to make sure that nobody at the upper income tax brackets paid an extra dollar in taxes.
LRN.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries, we've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email.
Tiger Rag Daily.
You've got all the LSU sports news you need.
Football,
basketball,
baseball,
volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all. Tiger Rag.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Ryan. Here we go with some more of the Something to Say radio show. Speak of the Foo Fighters, and they appear, huh?
And I was thinking it's funny that the song No Son of Mine starts playing while OTAs are going on. So.
Yeah? I don't get the connection.
Who are you going to drop? Are you going to keep? Are you a son of mine or are you no son of mine?
Oh, I guess all right. Yeah, I see. All right.
Yeah, it wasn't the best thing I've come up with. But, hey, you know,
well, it certainly wasn't the worst either, though. So there you.
Well, very good point.
Well, I think the and it's been kind of nice in a way. I mean, OTAs have went on this week, and I mean, really, it's been quiet. Not a whole lot. No, everybody was there other than Michael Thomas. He didn't participate a couple of days, but everybody, there was 100% participation from everyone this week. So, I mean, that's saying something, and everything kind of just went to plan. You know, there's no drama. So I think that's a bonus, and at the point too, like with Drew gone, I think they all know, like, all right, we're going to have to put it. We got to put in the work. There's nobody that's going to save our ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got to make sure that we do the work, and, it's good to see that they all showed up for it.
Yeah. And that's actually something I thought about this morning. One of my first thoughts this morning, I was sitting outside, but 6:15, 6:30, something like that, drinking a cup of coffee, and like I thought about OTAs, and I was like, it would be interesting to ask Drew what it's like this year, knowing that on the opening day of OTAs, that first, he didn't have to go, but second, he wasn't going to be there. It would be very interesting to see his take on that, because football has been his life forever. And this is the first time that he's not at OTAs.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get a mixed bag on that. I think there's a level of, well, it's nice to be able to be with my family, but at the same time, being a competitor, you feel like it's almost, and I hate to put it the comparison like this, it's almost like walking into a place now without wearing a mask. Like, it feels awkward. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I'm sure he feels awkward, like, not being there. I'm sure there's a level of it that he misses, as far as the camaraderie and things like that. And
yeah.
I hope, it's too late for that, but I wish that minicamp next week would be open. So we could go get a look at what's doing. But unfortunately it's not, but hopefully whenever training camp starts, we'll be able to go check some stuff out, and it'll be nice. It's going to be really, really interesting this year, because you're going to get a firsthand look at what's going on with Taysom and Jameis.
Before it was, oh, well, let's see what the rookie is going to look like. Now it's a QB duel.
Yeah.
There's a lot to watch now.
Yeah, and I think, really the biggest news this week to come out of the Saints was that Marshon Lattimore restructured his deal, which really could be a twofold situation where he freed up, by restructuring his contract, it freed up $7 million in cap space for the year. Now everybody needs to calm down and pump the brakes, because that money is going to have to go to our draft picks, so we can sign them.
That allow them to sign the entire draft class. So.
Yeah. It would be nice if there's a little bit of money left over. Now, the only person left that they could restructure would be, or do an extension with, would be Marcus Williams or Ryan Ramczyk.
Ramczyk's the one I was reading about.
Yeah, and I look for that maybe to happen. And truthfully, the way it works out for Lattimore for doing this, because it gives him, he ends up making, as far as the salary, $900,000, and then all the rest of his money got converted to a signing bonus. But the issue is that if he does get suspended, he's not losing out on that money. Yep. He's losing out on thousands instead of millions. Yeah. Exactly. So it's going to be important to see if Ramczyk will restructure. or take an I'm sure it'll be an extension, but that's really going to be important, because if we're going to sign a veteran cornerback, it's going to have to be that way. Like, that's really the only option. And I really don't think we can run PJ Williams out there or really anybody else that we have and think that's going to go okay, because it's not. They're going to pick on him the whole time. Unless, you know, the only other option I could think of, truthfully, is if you convert C.J. Gardner-Johnson to a cornerback, but I don't know if he's quick enough.
Yeah, he's very good at what he does, but he's not the fastest guy on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you're going with that, but I also like where you're going with the not quite fast enough.
Yeah. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore would get the number one wide receiver. C.J. Gardner-Johnson would have to cover the number two, but a lot of the times the number two doesn't mean that they're the slowest out of the two. They sometimes, in most cases, it's usually the faster of the two.
Yeah.
The sure hands is number one, and the quickness, usually the one to take the top off, is going to be your number two or your slot. So, and to be fair though, C.J. Gardner-Johnson does cover the slot quite a bit, so. It may work, but I don't know if that's even on the table. That's literally just spitballing ideas.
Just spitballing,
I just think he's great in coverage, and he's better than PJ Williams or, we got rid of him and then we brought him back. I'm trying to think of his name.
I don't know. my brain has not worked at all today.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but, he's good for some holding calls. I mean, the truth be told, I thought it was nice that everything was kind of just copacetic and they just did their work and you didn't really hear anything. And you know, Kamara was there. Kamara, you know, what he had to say this week was, I think he was asked if he compares himself to other people, and he said, "Nope, I just focus on myself." And what better answer is there?
Yeah, and I like that he said, when I'm watching Saquon Barkley or whoever else, like, I'm just watching as a fan. I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm watching because I love football, and they're great at what they do. That's a great way to look at it. Just don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Just worry about you doing better.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all you can do, and I thought that was a perfect answer. And and then our new defensive backs coach Chris Richard, who was part of the Legion of Boom architecture, I guess you could say. That's who our new DB coach is, and he's happy to be here, and you know, I guess his family's from Louisiana, and that's awesome, and I think he's going to be a welcome addition to what we got going on. And especially with some of the younger talent that we have, if he can bring that kind of attitude, because I mean, truthfully, let's be honest, Coach Payton has wanted that Legion of Boom defense for quite some time. They've essentially mocked it, you know, like being in a 4-3 defense, and you know, the way they've built their defense, they've wanted to. It's what I think about, like when you talk about, you know, it takes a great thief to be a great salesperson. You know, it's kind of the same thing where, you know, you see what works, and you know, you make it your own with, you know, some little caveats here and there, but. It's the way it always goes. You know, look at, you know, when the 49ers were dominating the 80s, what did everybody start doing? They started running the West Coast offense.
Yeah. It's the reason the West Coast offense still exists to this day.
Yeah. I mean, it's always the way it goes, you know, even, you know, the greatest show on turf, and I, you know, it is what it is. But you know, they were outstanding for a couple of years, and then everybody else started doing it. You know, it's just the way that, and you know, just sidebar on that, the way that I've always looked at the greatest show on turf was they were phenomenal for a couple of years. They really were. You can't deny them. But the thing is that Coach Payton has done the Saints have been the greatest show on turf for what, 15, 16 years now?
it just so happens that when it was in St. Louis, it got a name.
Exactly.
And like with the Astros back in the day, they were the Killer Bees.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers the Killer Bees, but there have been lots of other teams that did exactly what they did and better. They just didn't have a name, and so you don't remember it.
Yeah. I mean, that's really it. The Saints just didn't have a cool nickname for their offense. They just went out and threw up, you know, 35 to 40 points a game. Either way, it's nice to have somebody with his pedigree on the coaching staff, and I'm excited, and truthfully, even if it's Jameis Winston, everybody's giving him a hard time. I think it's going to end up a hell of a lot better than what most people are saying.
I agree. Everybody's looking at his 31, whatever it was, interceptions, but he had a year to train under Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. He's admitted numerous times, I've never wanted to be a game manager, but Drew taught me why it's good to be a game manager. And I can still throw the ball down the field. I just don't have to do it every time. Being a game manager and being able to throw down the field is a good combination. And I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be the next Drew Brees by any means, but I do feel better now than I did this time last year, whatever it was last year, whenever they pick him up.
Yeah, I do too. Because at that time I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Crap, man.
Oh, crap, man. There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. What did we get ourselves into? But, you know, you can't deny that he is talented. And
extremely.
You know, and hopefully he's picked up enough of the offense and he's comfortable with it. And in looking through it, you know, walking in his shoes a little bit, he has to have a chip on his shoulder. Has to.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was the point of the eating the W's whenever they beat Tampa last year. And he didn't do it all year other than them. Like, hey, I got a chip on my shoulder. We beat y'all. Hey, y'all made fun of me for this. Watch this.
Yeah. I hope that goes away, though.
Oh, God, me too. I don't care if we beat Tampa. Do not do it anymore.
No.
Find something else.
Yeah, let's not eat W's. Let's just go out and take care of business.
Yeah. Let's just win. Drew didn't have to do it. You don't either.
Yeah, let's just do it. So, well, let's take a break and let's wrap the week up and do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. How's that sound?
I like it. I have a good one.
I hope so, because I struggled this week. All right. Well, we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Radio show on WGSO 990 AM, and it's our favorite time of the week, right?
Yeah.
It's the last segment of the week, which could be make it our favorite for multiple reasons, but nonetheless, it means it's always time for some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and all right, let's see what you got.
All right, and as you alluded to before the break, sometimes you struggle. A lot of time, most of the time, you struggle to find things. But every once in a while, something just falls in your lap. And today was one of those days where something falls in your lap. And I will say it up front, I will probably laugh a lot during this. And so please just bear with me. Okay, here's all the right. Title. Sheriff attacked by a flying dildo riding a drone. Now you see why I'm going to laugh a lot.
Yes.
All right, now I'm going to start the article. Nobody expects a flying dildo. But that's exactly what confronted Albuquerque Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez III, whose campaign for mayor was dramatically interrupted at an event on Tuesday by a large sex toy attached to a drone. The drone hovered towards Gonzalez as he answered a confrontational question from a member of the audience, and it provoked nervous laughter from the crowd of about 70 people. Gonzalez attempted to continue muddling through his answer as a woman in the audience asked, "Is that a doll on a drone?" Sure enough, it was. The offending object was then snatched from the air by a man identified in the press as the owner of the establishment hosting the event, Revel Entertainment Center. The incident resulted in criminal charges for 24-year-old Kaylin Ashby Dreyer, who has reportedly been accused of punching Gonzalez on his hands during a brief scuffle as at the foot of the stage after the flying dildo was grounded and Dreyer tried to retrieve it. Dreyer has been charged with petty misdemeanor battery and misdemeanor resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer, and evading and obstructing an officer, I guess. They didn't put "and" in there, according to the Albuquerque Journal. Dreyer reportedly told the police that he didn't mean to hit Gonzalez, but was upset by the way the sheriff answered a question and admitted to swing his fist in the air. Of course, Gonzalez's campaign issued a defiant statement saying the candidate was unhurt and blamed the whole thing, which is captured on video, on a coordinated attempt to disrupt his campaign. "I will not be intimidated," Gonzalez said, "but the incidents may be more complex than it appears, and it remains unclear who exactly was behind the dildo drone." I cannot read that without laughing. Gonzalez has pointed the finger of blame at his political opponent, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller. Keller has denied any involvement. By now, people who have seen the video where Manny was interrupted by a drone with an adult toy attached to it, no question it was disruptive, rude, and immature, Keller campaign manager or whatever told them, the journal, whatever. He denounced, we denounce demeaning antics and urge residents to participate in the political process in a respectful manner. Dreyer told the outlet he was not working for Keller. "Manny Gonzalez is trying to associate me with Tim Keller or radical leftist behavior," Dreyer told the journal. "I'm not a fan of Tim Keller either and identify as libertarian." And this last
sentence. Oh, my goodness. This is okay. Anyway, let's get through this. Meanwhile, a Twitter account named DongCopter505 established in May has claimed responsibility and released a statement both denouncing Gonzalez and claiming Dreyer wasn't responsible. Oh, my goodness. I love that Twitter account name. I wish I had come up with that.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you what. That's going to be really tough to beat. No pun intended, but... So, you know, it's not so much the article itself that I have. Well, I have a couple. But it's the fact that this person in Congress thinks that this is possible.
Oh,
and
saw that one. Yes.
And it'd be a good idea. So, this is called The Dumbest Guy in Congress Asked, of all places, the U.S. Forest Service if it can change the moon's orbit.
It is Louis Gohmert.
Yep.
He's from Texas. I mean, he's a House of Representatives.
Yeah, he's a representative. He admitted recently that some consider him the dumbest guy in Congress, and I would have to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because on Tuesday, the Republican congressman asked a representative of the U.S. Forest Service, tasked with managing America's national forests and grasslands, if the agency might consider branching out. I understand from what's been testified to, the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, you want very much to work on the issue of climate change. I was informed by the past director of NASA that they've found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity, and so is there anything that the National Service, or BLM, can do to change the course of the moon's orbit, or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yes, it would.
It would actually wipe out our civilization.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's part of the reason that we're alive today. So,
absolutely. The moon has currently drifted away from Earth at a rate of roughly 3.8 centimeters per year, a speed that has fluctuated for the last 4.5 billion years. And though Gohmert didn't say it outright, it's also true that the speed of lunar retreat, as scientists call the phenomenon, has at times coincided with major changes of the Earth's climates, like the melting of the glaciers. But it's the changes of the Earth's climate that cause fluctuations in the rate of lunar retreat, not the other way around. So, yeah, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole because we don't have much more left.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was the most amazingly stupid thing I've ever really heard. And from a congressman, I shouldn't. It should be just part for the course. So
the dumbest thing since Guam is going to tip over.
Right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Everybody enjoy your weekend. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St.